Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yes, hello one, hello all, dear readers. Thank you for joining us once again on Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. We're back in the saddle for the first time of the brand new year, so I hope yours is happy and healthy too.
Happy New Year, everybody. Let's scrub off 2023 like it's a bad smell, and let's refreshen ourselves with a bit of 2024 happiness, hey?
Let's try and look ahead and try not to dwell on the past too much. It's good to learn things from your past, but try not to carry too much with
you. Don't carry it. That shit's fucking heavy.
join us for a little quicker here, and we're going to run through a question-themed one today. Elizabeth, I'll open the batting for you.
Okay.
You break up with someone. It's a fairly decent relationship, yes. Stated as fact. In a hypothetical, fairly long relationship, and you break up with them. Do you tell them why?
Yes, of course.
Do you owe them an explanation?
I feel like I would owe anyone an explanation for if I'm doing something that's going to hurt them, unless they're abusive, in which case, fuck them, and I'm leaving. Mm. But I wouldn't say that I give them the explanation because I owe it, but I owe it to myself, to be honest, I think, to kind of know that I have expressed myself and I've not left them confused. Like, I would feel really awful if someone's like, they just broke up with me and I have no idea.
What about if it's your kind of correcting course for the next person they run into, and they smell, and they have
it's
qualities.
A deal breaker that's petty.
I don't know. You're just like in the, you're like, oh, and also you have the chance to sort of,
I don't think it's a time to offload and air all grievances unless they contributed to the breakup. Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, I'm breaking up with you because you don't see me often enough, and by the way, your feet stink. Like, so that's just rubbing salt in the wound. If it didn't contribute to the breakup, they don't need to know.
Sure, you're not going to try and correct any behavior for the next person.
No, it's not my job to make them a better person for their next relationship. That's their job.
Sure, so reason for breaking up, yes. Other qualities that you may not have necessarily
like enjoyed. unless they literally, like, I have actually had an instance where my girlfriend was like, he asked me, you know, what could I improve upon for the next person? Do I tell him? And I'm like, do you want him to be better for someone who's not you? Just do what you feel is right in the moment. But, you know, like, if they've genuinely asked, then maybe genuinely answer. But I wouldn't just be dealing out and another thing.
Yes, yes. I'm sure some people could do that in a healthier sort of way, or would want to. But I totally see and probably agree with your position. Here's the reason. And good luck, and set them free, right?
Yes, like a pigeon into the, no.
Yes.
Tom, you're a man.
Hello.
I have a question that was sent in to us. It's just simply this, sex on your period, ? Yay or nay? Now, I will answer from a female perspective.
Sure.
And I would love your answer on how you see that from a male perspective.
Yes, absolutely.
So from a female, the reason, like, in theory, I'm like, yeah, why should we not? But in practice, I get very self-conscious about that. I don't think that's something that I'd particularly want to do, because I'd just be like, stuff and stains, and I don't know, I'm just a bit uptight like that. But for me, it's not something I'm comfy with. But I think, you know, there are a lot of people for whom it is comfortable. I've heard tell, I have not yet seen it, but I have heard tell that there is a period sex scene in Saltburn, new movie on Amazon Prime.
Okay, very good.
Which is very popular, and I've been meaning to watch it, but I have no attention span, my friends. It's
is
just
it handled? Is it a well-handled
I
idea?
Hope so. Producer Zane is nodding. Yes, it's well-handled.
The all-knowing Zane C. Weber.
And, like, I feel like it shouldn't bother me. That's the thing. I feel like it shouldn't bother me. And I wish it didn't bother me, but it does.
Hmm. Well, that's fair. That's valid.
Yeah.
I think I'm at a similar position where fine with the idea as an idea in the universe, as a concept, but personally,
but
I would probably prefer not to.
Yeah.
I have in the past, but often her sensitivities or insecurities or whatever will simmer up as well.
Doesn't it? Yeah, and that affects you if she's like, not feeling comfy.
Yes, yeah, so it is weird. A weird thing to
what if it was with somebody who was super comfy with it?
It wouldn't be my first demand.
Okay.
I don't think I could be talked around to it because when you're horny, you can be talked around into anything.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, we're picking up my parents from the airport tomorrow. Like when you're nude, you're like, yep, sure.
Yep,
you're
great,
just agreeing
cool.
to things. So yes, there's a universe where I could be led to that conclusion, but it's not, I'm not eagerly racing.
I want to hear from you guys. Have you?
But if she's comfortable, much more likely and happier than sort of just, well, we're both fucking horny. Let's
honestly,
you know.
And look, to be quite honest, that's probably the horniest I ever am is when I'm on my period, which is awful. It's like I always used to think it was some cruel curse where I was like, I've never wanted to do more, but God damn it.
Absolutely.
It's awful.
Readers at home, when you are on your period and that's when you're at your most horny, and how do you deal with that? How do you get around with your
or
relationship?
Do you deal with it in the sex way?
If you're happy and willing to share.
Yeah, let me know your experiences with it. Would you? Wouldn't you? Why or why not? I've heard from some men that it completely grosses them out.
Yeah,
in the past.
Some men have a kind of quite childish approach to the whole
thing. Look, I'm not
going to
judge them for it because sometimes it grosses me out.
Sure, of course, but I don't know.
I just want to know what your thoughts are. Readers at ghostofboyfriendspast@gmail.com or hit us up on social media.
Yes, interesting. I'll just keep saying interesting while I unlock my phone to get my
great.
Next question.
Interesting, so interesting, fascinating.
Here's a funny one.
Okay.
Well, not funny, interesting. Do you think people look better in person?
Because
we're all on these dating apps, we're all on these screens trying with these 2D
images.
I think
people look realer in person.
we're trying to put our best foot forward. Correct. Here's the best photo of me with my best angles and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we're not being fairly judged. So better off in the wild, meeting people,
seeing people. I don't think you can necessarily blanket say they look better in the wild, but they are more authentic and real because the idea of whoever's in that phone is not real until you see them,
Yes,
so they might have been filtered or they might have just picked their best angle, but their best angle isn't actually their most oft-used angle.
Mm.
I prefer knowing what someone looks like rather than imagining it.
Yes, and feeling their personality in the
room
and how it bounces.
Honestly, again, and I've said this a billion times and I will keep on saying it, if somebody is funny, they instantly become 10 to 20% hotter to me.
How long when one is swiping through a Tindle Bumble?
Hinge.
I don't want to miss anyone out. Like, how long are you looking at someone's photograph or photographs before you're just going, it's less than 30 seconds?
I cannot speak from experience. Like, it has been years. I hate apps.
It's pretty quick, isn't it? It's not.
Yeah.
You're not ruminating it for 10 minutes going, well, I wonder.
There are sometimes when I was back on the apps, right, when I would go, oh, that's a good first photo, and then be like, oh, okay. Photos with fish, photos with glasses,
yes, sure.
Photos where if I hadn't seen your first photo, I don't know which one is you. You know, and there are some times when you see a photo of somebody and you'd be like, wow, they look different. And then you swipe to another one and they're like different again. Like some people have different angles and you wonder whether it's because they're filtered or you wonder whether it's because they just, their face sides are non-symmetrical like most of us. But, you know, like I've even found out recently that sometimes I was doing a photo shoot for something where I needed my head to be on the left and so my head was on the right and I flipped the photo and I looked like an alien. Like, that's what everybody sees.
Yes,
and it doesn't look right to me at all. I was like, I don't know who that is. And it's my own face.
So there's no real central hypothesis here, but in a world where we're all – most of us are hooking up online or trying to find partners on apps and online, right, where we're not getting our best
foot forward.
It
scares me now with the whole AI thing that people can just make people up and then start talking to you. Like, I don't even know. Just don't believe anything on the internet. Nothing is real anymore. The end.
Yeah, so there has to be room in the real world to be –
to be finding people, surely face to face. I don't know. Just a thought.
Wonderful. Mm. I reckon that should wrap it up for our first questions episode of the year.
Well done.
So lovely to see you again, Tom and Zane. It's very nice to be here again.
And all you dear readers, lovely to have you along as ever. Thank you for tuning in.
Please send us some of your questions that you want answered. They can be specific questions like, I dumped this person, should I have? Or they can be more general questions like we've had today, just ponderings that you'd like us to chat about or you want someone else's opinion. Go to ghostofboyfriendspast@gmail.com or hit us up on any of our social medias or chat to the good folks that are on our Ghost of Boyfriends Past group therapy group. If you don't want it to go to air, you get a bunch of opinions from a bunch of really cool people. They are. You smile like they're not. They're great. Certified. Everyone in our group, thank you so much.
I've seen the certificates.
Until then, write in. Tell us all what you want to hear about.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.